seven.
Item number seven is from the Office of the Sheriff requesting authorization to enter into a contract with CenturyLink Correctional Communication Service for inmate phone service at the county correctional facilities.
Director Bailey?
Thank you. If it pleases the chair, this is a phone services, inmate phone services contract with a vendor that the Mohawk County Sheriff's Office has a long history of working with. It is complex. Mr. Preeby will answer the committee's questions regarding the financial matters. We do have a representative of the vendor here that would be able to answer those specific questions, a prior service deputy inspector with the Mohawk County Sheriff's Office, Mr. Gary Kaza, who may well be known to the committee. And in the great tradition of the University of Alabama, I'll be handing off to a good running back, Captain Deborah Burmeister, who is the most knowledgeable command member of the Sheriff's Office regarding this contract.
Captain Burmeister, good morning.
Good morning. We put out an RFP during the summer because the contract with our current vendor, CenturyLink, was going to expire. We, in the RFP process, had, I believe it was six vendors that responded, and we went through the evaluation process. We had seven members on the evaluation committee, and through the evaluation process, using people from the Community Business Development Partners Group, we had some people from the DA's office. The scoring came back that CenturyLink was the vendor of choice.
Okay. Supervisor Weishaw?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a question on the length of the contract. I can kind of see the two-year period, but the options of renewal for years three and four, so this will be a four-year contract. What is the, I guess, the value of that option? Because I'm very leery about entering into such a long-term contract when it comes to the phone use. You see amazing changes in the technology and the potential that this would be, you know, outdated by this time, and if maybe a two-year contract is more appropriate.
If I can answer that, Supervisor, the current vendor, CenturyLink, is going to come in and totally replace every piece of equipment that we have both at County Correctional Facility South and County Correctional Facility Central. That's a huge upfront investment for them, and you know, for any phone contract vendor to enter into such a short-term contract would not be beneficial to them, because they don't start actually recapping some of that investment till years coming forward. Also, we are in negotiation right now that if we do offer those extensions, that there's the potential they would offer us more commission if we would take advantage of those extensions. But we're in negotiation on that right now.
So I guess it's, like I said, it's not really a two-year contract. It's going to be a contract entered into with the vendor will be 99% assured that those options will be exercised in their favor, and that it would really be a four-year contract.
I may,
Mr. Preeby.
The way we are crafting this at the present time is, again, 2 years guaranteed to that vendor with two options. And if we monitor the marketplace and see if technologies are changing and if commission rates for other entities are increasing, we will not offer to extend to year three or to year four. It gives us the opportunity to evaluate the situation after 2 years and make that decision. So under that plan, we'd have a commission rate of 67.9%. There is an option that we are just beginning to discuss with the vendor that would lead more to what you seem to be concerned about, is giving them an absolute four-year contract. And what does that do to our commission rate, or what would that do to perhaps a lump sum bonus to get those guaranteed years? And that's the other option that we just lay out here, as if you choose, to open that ability for us, so we would continue to negotiate to extend this from a two-year guaranteed contract with two options to a straight four-year contract if what they offer, in effect buying those extra 2 years, is significant enough to make it worthwhile for the county. But again, what's in front of you at this moment is only that two-year guaranteed contract, 67.9% commission, which is approximately a 33% increase in our current commission, with the options available, mutually agreeable to both parties, if we wanted to offer years 3 and 4, but no guarantee for years 3 and 4.
Okay, Mr. Chair, the authority to authorize the option, is that require approval of the county board, or is that going through the sheriff's department? Are you requesting that the sheriff have that authority?
I'm open to either option. If he wants to come back, we normally do come back with our revised contracts to inform the board of our intent. If you want the language to be stronger, that it requires your approval, I'm not opposed to that.
Mr. Chair, I guess, my question then would be for Corp Counsel, the appropriate language that would be required in this contract, that any option, any exercise of any option be at the approval of the Milwaukee County Board, not the Sheriff's Department.
Mr. Grady?
There's a couple of ways to deal with that. One of the ways, I think the simplest one, is on line 30 of the resolution. The whereas clause talks about a two-year contract with 2 1-year renewal options, and that goes on to say, or a four-year period. And I think if you just strike the words or for a four-year period, all you're authorizing then is the two-year contract with the renewals. And if they want to do something different, they would have to do that.
So
I would strike the words
right.
30 or for a four-year period.
But is it clear that to renew the options would require county board action versus
no,
just
I'm
the...
I'm sorry, I misunderstood. You wanted that as well. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay. Then I guess I'd start at line 29. I'm sorry. Let's go to the resolve clause. The whereas clause is not that significant. Line 32. Authorized to execute a two-year contract with any extensions requiring board approval.
Is that a manual supervisor motion?
Yes, I just want to make sure that it was the correct legal language to convey, you know, my intentions were that I don't have a problem with the two-year contract. I would just like us to have the oversight over the extension, and we can make an evaluation at that time, that I didn't want it to be solely a Sheriff's Department decision. So I'll offer that amendment at this time.
I take it the amendment would, it's two-part, for line 30, to strike or for a four-year period, and for line 32, to execute a two-year contract with any extensions requiring county board approval.
That is correct, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Any, the amendment is before us. Any questions or concerns about the amendment?
If I may just clarification on my point,
yes.
Then would be, so you do not want us to pursue discussions with CenturyTel on a four-year contract for a higher commission or a signing bonus, just drop it. Don't even pursue that option.
Well, that's not what is before us.
Well, the way we wrote it, or originally it was, it was before us. You just amended that out.
Well, see that
we had.
Yeah, this gets to the, you know, why we have such a problem with the sheriff's department sometimes. Because, you know, I'm looking at this here, this 4 year period. Now you want to bring up that signing bonuses and all this kind of, you know, stuff. That, you know, and the fact is that, you know, you can go and negotiate whatever contract you want, and you can bring it back to us, and then we can agree to it there when it's finalized. You know, if that's the way we want to do stuff. You want some flexibility, but, you know, to kind of, to try and shade this as if the county board doesn't want to maximize the revenue to Milwaukee County or not. The fact is, you have no idea what the dollar value would be to generate for this. You're asking for authority to do something, and then you want to paint us in a light that said that we don't want to maximize that. The fact is, we'll approve, at least I'm willing to approve, a two-year contract with up to 2 years of options that require the county board coming back. If the sheriff can't live with that, that's too bad.
If I may.
Mr. Preview?
I'm not trying to be adversarial in this in any way or creating an argument. I came in here with a contract that I thought was best for the county. That's my job. That's what I've been doing for 32 years. That's what I'm continuing to do. If during negotiations an offer comes in that I think is beneficial to the county, I would recommend the 4 years. Today, we have a two-year minimum set up with a good commission rate, 67.9%, 33% increase in what we have. But there's a potential for something better. Now, I could continue to negotiate and stay at the 51.3% we have during this entire negotiation, in effect losing $30,000 a month while I continue to talk. Or I could have brought this forward today, hoping that you would trust that I would be looking out for the county's welfare and come in with, we can start the clock running right now with a $30,000 increase that may be larger if I'm successful in getting more. If you don't want me to do that, I'm fine with that. But I wrote it up for the options. If you don't want that, if you want to just say, go ahead, take the $30,000, we're done, okay, no problem. I just brought it in for direction on how you would want me to proceed.
And Mr. Preview, did you say $30,000 a month?
$30,000 a month is the change from the current, the old contract, which was a 51.3% commission, to the two-year contract under that's being proposed now of 67.9%. That's $30,000 a month. So I wanted to get that in because that's the minimum we're going to get. I wanted that clock to start as quickly as possible. Now, if during negotiations they come up and we don't know what it's going to be yet, that percentage even increases beyond the 67.9, or they come in with some signing bonus, and I don't have those yet. We're still in negotiations. I don't have a solid offer to say, here's the option. I was hoping to be there, that I could present both options to you and let you choose. But I don't have that second option solid enough to propose it.
Thank you, Mr. Preview. Supervisor Broderick.
I'm having difficulty understanding where this complication is being described is. This is only an attempt to bring it back to the board, whatever is negotiated, for the third and fourth years. And that seems to me all that's being required by the amendment. I don't know where all the rest of this comes from. I think it's negotiate the best deal you can get, ink the deal, but before it's extended, you come back and we look at the current the circumstance then, 2 years out, and make the best judgment we can, again, at that time, on behalf of the county and its financial interests. So I don't, I'm having a little trouble dealing with how this is limiting your negotiations.
I'm apologizing. I'm sorry. I apologize if I haven't explained it correctly. What is being also negotiated right now would be today signing a four-year contract, not 2 years from now asking for an extension. If I was able to sign a four-year contract with the vendor now, I could get a higher percentage now. And that's what was initially what I attempted to craft when I wrote the resolution of that, the language of or for a four-year period to give us that latitude to attempt.
But if I'm not mistaken, the amendment was based on the fact that things are in such a state of flux in this industry that radical changes could be taking place during that period of time, and we could be locked in to a four-year contract that would ultimately disserve us were it not reviewed.
Absolutely, I agree. I mean, that is the trade-off. Are you willing to risk those other 2 years to get some extra cash today? And I was leaving that up to you to choose.
Thank you, Mr. Preview. Mr. Grady, the supervisor, right?
Just a quick comment. If you adopt this ordinance or this resolution, there's nothing that prohibits the chair, should he be successful in negotiating what he thinks is a better four-year deal, mm-hmm. coming back to you the next cycle or whenever with an amendment to say we would amend the contract from a two-year contract to a four-year contract on these terms. And if you can work out a better deal, then you can come back and approve it. But what I'm hearing the committee saying is they're not willing to give them that authority to enter into a four-year contract without knowing what the details are. And so absent that, I still think that the decree needs to go negotiate. If you can get a better deal, he brings it back here. You decide whether the four-year deal is a better deal than the two-year deal.
Thank you, Mr. Grady. Supervisor Rice.
I would hope that we wouldn't unduly tie the sheriff's department's hands in negotiating the best deal for Milwaukee County. I think it's logical for a vendor to offer additional financial incentives to the customer if they are assured that their contract is going to be in force for a longer period of time. And I appreciate Mr. Priebe's explanation and the opportunity that Milwaukee County would have to gain that additional revenue, which is not insubstantial. I think we risk leaving money on the table if we amend the resolution in such a way that would take that option away from the sheriff's department. So I would prefer that we approve the resolution in the way that it was originally forwarded to us, and that we not get into drafting contracts and trying to, I think, unnecessarily extend our prerogative into the Sheriff's Department contract negotiations. I think we have sufficient protections built into the resolution that protect our ability to review the contract, and I would suggest that we allow them, again, the option to come back to us with the four-year deal and not take that off the table. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Rice. Supervisor Jurczyk, and then we'll go to the amendments.
Well, we're all talking about the best deal with regard to the minimum commission rate. And let's be clear, this is a moneymaker for the Sheriff's Department. And as I understand it, when you have Huber inmates, they are not allowed to keep any cell phones, personal phones that they may have in their property when they bring them in. Am I correct on that? So they really are only able to use a phone under a agreement through this type of proposal. In other words, paying $5.55 for collect calls or $3.30 if they have a debit card. Have there been any attempts at obtaining a lower rate on behalf of the inmates? Or is this set in the RFP to begin with?
I may, this is open entirely to negotiations on any rates and any commissions, and this has been back before the board every time we have done this, and these rates were approved many years ago on the previous contract, and we did not increase the rates this time around.
You also didn't decrease the rates. I mean, technology is changing. It'd be interesting to me to know what the possible RFP might look like if we came to vendors and asked them what rates they could offer and then look at the percentages, because I think we're missing part of the very big issue here, and that is the cost of these inmates to communicate, whether it's with attorneys, families, etc.
I am aware of the competing interests of tax levy and support for the sheriff or generating revenue from different activities. You can, if you chose, go to free calls if you want no revenue from this activity. We've chosen this balance, in our opinion, based on the marketplace, that this is not out of line, but you can find wide ranges of fees being charged. And this is the mix that we've chosen, which balances the need for revenue to reduce the tax levy footprint of the sheriff's office and still provide access for the inmates. By having this two-tiered process of collect calls being higher than a prepaid call, I know that right now if you attempt anyone making collect call, this is what it costs. Now, it is true that people not in custody have other options to make calls. They don't have to make collect calls. We've provided one option that you can prepay by phone card, by minutes, and use the $3.30 instead of the larger rate. But again, this is what we've continued in the past. We think it's a good balance between providing access to the inmates and balancing that against the revenue needs and tax levy and the sheriff. This is the budgeted revenue. The adopted budget is to get this revenue. And this is my best way to achieve that budget.
So if I understand, these rates have, in terms of what the call itself would cost, that has not been changed. And can I ask you how long we've had that rate in existence? How far does that go back?
More than 5 years. I'd have to go back and check the records to see if the prior contract, the phone service, had these same rates or if it changed at that point. It's more than 5 years old. It might be as old as 10.
I mean, we're going back 10 years to when landlines were the common way of calling. We have a situation today where many of us are canceling our landlines and really obtaining much cheaper service with the new technology. And, I mean, we are looking at a contract here that is going to use the most expensive way of permitting calls to be made. I assume these are landlines. Am I correct on that? And not only are they landlines, these are collect calls, which is the highest way of making a phone call. And these are local calls we're talking about. Now, it's interesting to me, the sheriff makes the argument that he wants to do saving of taxpayer dollars and yet chooses not to cooperate when we're looking at setting budgetary limits on employees and so on. You know, that we can play that game both ways. And the sheriff likes to play it only when it favors his budget. So I'm looking to have really a thorough review of the whole issue of phone calling, and I'm not going to support either the amendment or the current resolution. I think we ought to go back and, in light of the new technology now available to us, and not using Huber prisoners as chattel to find a profit center for the Sheriff's Department, to really look at this issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Mr. Grady? Oh.
Yeah, just briefly, I agree completely with the sentiments that Supervisor Jerzyk just expressed. This looks like a communication tax on inmates for the sake of profit, and excessive profit at that. When I couple this with parking charges, I'm surprised the idea of a poll tax hasn't occurred on the previous issue. I totally favor what you're talking about, Supervisor Jerzyk, and I think that kind of re-examination of this whole thing is called for.
Supervisor Rice, and I would like to go to Mr. Grady, because Mr. Grady spoke earlier about terms, and we're not to negotiate in an open meeting, but nevertheless, there may be a concern that needs to be addressed by Supervisor Rice.
Yeah, just a quick question. I mean, if we are to take this off the table, Mr. Previa, you know, we've got anticipated revenue in the sheriff's budget of, what, $1.8 or $2 million from this source. How is the 2012 projected actual budget of $2.1 million? How do we make that up if we don't have this contract in place? How do the inmates communicate if we don't have a contract for telecommunications services?
The adopted budget included revenue of $1,890,000. The adopted budget also cut total tax levy in the sheriff's office by $10 million. So I have no idea how I could absorb this into any aspect of the sheriff's office. I haven't fully understood yet how to absorb the first $10 million cut. It was, I was glad when the negotiation reached the point that it did, that I was likely to have a small surplus from this activity to partially offset some of the other shortfalls that I know I'm going to have and anticipate having in the 2012 budget. There were some revenue increases made by the county exec, approved by the county board, that I haven't figured out how to achieve yet. And the surplus from this was going to be used to partially offset what could very well be deficits in those other areas. And now if you get rid of the entire revenue line, I have no solution on how to make up the $1.9 million.
What's the term of the current contract?
The current contract is expiring this year. I forget exactly which month.
It already expired.
It has expired.
It has expired.
Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Rice. With respect to the last response, as it relates to the term of the contract has already expired, so we're looking at what needs to be done in order to generate that revenue or whatever we're going to do as it relates to charging for the calls or allowing inmates to have free calls. Supervisor Weishaupt.
I think, Mr. Chair, I think when you read the be it resolved clause, it talks about the sheriff being able to execute a contract with this company, and then we put in some simple limitations of a 2-year contract and then some options. That does not preclude the sheriff from going out and negotiating a 1,000-year contract with anybody. He can bring that proposal, as Corp Counsel has said, back to the county board for our approval. And I just think that, as what's been stated, the questions that we have about technology and all these other things, to enter into a 4-year contract where we don't even really know the parameters of it, is inappropriate. And I don't think it's too much to say, okay, we know you have these budget concerns. 2-year contracts make sense with some options. We'll approve those options at that time. It's a common sense approach. It's unwise to enter into a 4-year contract. And if the sheriff does get some amazingly fantastic deal on whatever year contract, he can bring that back to the county board for the county board's approval. So nobody's hands are tied. Nobody's, you know, taking revenue away. Nobody doesn't want to maximize the best budgetary option here. And this makes the most sense. And what I objected to is to try and characterize that whatever changes this committee would make is somehow not wanting to look out for the best interest of the taxpayers, along with making sure that those that are incarcerated have access to not only to the legal institutions in an unduly burdensome way, but also access to their family and things like that. Because whether we like it or not, these people are coming back to our communities. They're at the House of Correction. They're not at Alcatraz, all right? They're coming back to our community. So let's not, you know, overly demonize these people. They're in there for less than 1-year offenses. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. I will remind the committee that the one of the whereas clauses has the contract will be for a minimum 2-year period with 2 1-year renewal options, 1 additional 3rd or 4th year, or a 4-year period.
We struck the 4 years.
Through the amendment,
yes.
We struck. Have we voted on the amendment?
No,
I didn't think so. Okay. So I just wanted to bring that up. The amendment is before us. Again, it's a 2-part amendment. Supervisor Souza?
Can we divide the question on the 2 amendments? The 4-year element and then the board approval on line 32 is 2 separate questions. I might be able to support it if one is not approved, if they're both not approved. Fear that this thing doesn't move out of this committee?
I would say yes. For line 30, we'll take that amendment first. Madam Clerk.
Okay, this is for the amendment on line 30, striking the language, all for a 4-year period. Now therefore.
Point of order.
Supervisor Jersey.
I thought the amendments on line 30 and 32 were consistent. I don't know what question's being divided.
Supervisor Cesar's, your intent?
The intent was to be able to vote on the four-year question and also on the second section on line 32 to vote as separate.
So either one passes or the other one.
But that was the purpose of the amendment.
He wants opportunity to vote for the four-year period. That's what he wants. And there would also be a vote on the two-year contract for the extension.
Isn't that the nature of the amendment, to make it so that it's not a four-year option? And that's the purpose of the amendment.
That's the purpose of the second part.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I thought these two lines were consistent to make this strictly a two-year contract. I don't know how that's dividing a question.
Well, I would look at the fact that
we have court counsel.
Mr. Grado.
The two different amendments are dealing with the same subject matter. Supervisor Trisic is correct. But I don't think as a parliamentary matter that prohibits you from dividing the question if they are capable of division. Is possible for a person to vote aye on one and no on the other. So that's all that's required to divide the question. You don't have to take everything together just because it's the same subject. The question from a parliamentary standpoint is it capable of division? The chair's ruled it is. If you want to challenge the chair, you can ask for a vote, but the chair's ruled it is, and so that's what it stands.
Thank you, Mr. Gray. On line 30.
Supervisor Jurcic?
No.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Cesar's?
No.
Broderick?
Aye.
Rice?
No.
Mr. Chairman?
No.
Three ayes, three noes.
That is not an aye. And line 32. To execute, insert two-year, then contract, with any extensions requiring board approval.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, may I?
Supervisor Rice.
If I could pose a question to Mr. Freeby again, if this language as suggested is passed, is it your understanding that this would then preclude you from negotiating the additional $30,000 potential revenue per month for Milwaukee County?
It's my understanding if you approve the amendment, we'd be entering into a two-year contract now. I would still be allowed to negotiate with CenturyLink for a possible four-year contract if the offer overwhelmed me. I would come back to you with that change. And the two-year contract could take effect while I negotiated, so I would not be losing the $30,000 a month during the negotiation period for a possible four-year contract. Mm-hmm. So as I understand it, I should be okay with this. The two-year contract goes into effect, but I'm still able to talk with them about a four-year contract. If I broker a good deal, I'll bring it back to you. I think I'm okay with that.
Thank you, Mr. Freeman. Supervisor Rice.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think I understand what's going on. We're only authorizing a two-year contract. I would prefer, as I said, that we give them the added flexibility of negotiating the best deal and bringing that back rather than limiting the language in the resolution just to 2 years. But if that's the preference here, I guess Mr. Preeby's testimony is that he feels he's got the authority to come back and give us the benefit of a better deal, then that's fine. Thank you.
Any other discussion, comments on the second part of the amendment?
I just need to make a correction on the first one that we voted on. The vote was 2-4, which still fails, but I just wanted to make that point.
2-4. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Ms. Turner. For line 32, call the roll, please.
Jurcic?
No.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Cesars?
Aye.
Roderick?
Aye.
Rice?
No.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
Vote is 4-2.
Motion as amended. Supervisor Wyshon.
As amended, I'll approve that.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Jurcic?
No.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Cesars?
Aye.
Broderick?
No.
Rice?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
Vote is 4-2. That item is approved as amended.
Thank you very much.